With the Latino population of the United States growing every year, it seems only natural that a fusion of language take place alongside a cultural melding. To some, the linguistic result of this demographic change is Spanglish. Some people think the part Spanish, part English idiom will be the next dominant language. Some think it isn't a language at all. In any case, Susana Chavez-Silmerman fell in love with Spanglish, or code-switching, as she calls it, in her memoir Killer Crónicas. It's being called one of the first Spanglish memoirs in print. She told Steve Paulson she started writing in Spanglish when she was living in Argentina, writing letters to friends.
When I was writing these letters to people, they wrote me back and said, this is exactly how you talk. You know, keep doing it.
Why do you like going back and forth between English and Spanish?
To me, language is only one of multiple identity vectors, and I don't think you have to speak Spanish in order to be Latino or Latina. For me, I feel this expresses the realest me, or really expresses my personality. But I switch back and forth because I can. I had the privilege of being brought up bilingual, and I teach Chicano Latino studies, Latin American studies. Not all of my Latino or heritage students grew up bilingual. So to me, it's a privilege. On the other hand, my mom, who was Chicana, did not really believe in this, in code switching. She didn't like going back and forth. She said, we brought you up to speak good English or good Spanish. Why are you doing this? But her mom, my grandmother, who's 97, Eunice Chavez, code switches all the time.
Now, so, do you tend to think in Spanish or in English?
In both. I dream in Spanish, I dream in English, I dream in both. I also dream in other languages I don't speak, like German sometimes. But my thoughts go back and forth.
Well, I'd love to get a taste of this. Could you read something for us from Killer Crónicas?
Sure, be happy to. Do you speak Spanish or understand Spanish?
I don't speak Spanish. I can pick up the odd word here and there, but I don't speak Spanish.
Right. I've actually presented this in front of students and other audiences who are really, really English dominant, and they say they get it, so let's give it a try. Okay, so this is Glossary Crónica, and I wrote it on 22nd of January, 2004, my sister's birthday last year. Me han pedido que me explique aquí. I mean, que explique mi lengua, my use of language, my odd oral transcultural ortografía. My idioma is of the... Bueno. Mi lengua is a hybrid. No way, that's too pomo. Trendy. Demasiado Latino studies. Been there, done that. A ver, mi lengua es un palimpsesto. How's that? Sí, eso está mejor. My tongue is a sedimentation of... Okay, para explicar estos mis flights of fancy, tendría que empezar por decir que soy, it is, my language, cual homing pigeon on acid. Porque I list, it circles back, flashes patras, wildly inappropriate, really, to the last port en el cual eché ancla. In other words, para captar la antaño annoying and now oh so entrañable aspiration, that high tirando a nasal, melancholy, apocalyptic whine que caracteriza el Río de la Plata, writing in Los Angeles, actually a little before, still in Buenos Aires, pero sabiendo que me quedaba poco. Tan poco tiempo, looking out my warped glass third-floor balcony window hacia el jardín botánico, I began to transcribe an H, where the S is just a whisper, just a breath down there. Esto. ¿Quiere? Explicar. O ponía la SH instead of Y or LL para transmitir la realidad fonética de los northern suburbs de Buenos Aires, like ya, lluvia, te llamo luego. Ever daddy's girl, supongo, estudiante de la tradición oral, heredé su crackshot ear también. I can't not write it like I hear it. Esta mi chicana code-switching life right here in la cuenca de Los Ángeles. Simón Mano, Califas, órale vato, carnal. You know what I mean? That's from the first one.
Oh, that's wonderful. It really does sound like poetry. It's so rich.
You think?
Yeah.
It's. I think it's kind of dense, especially if you don't have a lot of Spanish or, on the other hand, English. I tried it in Argentina, and when I was first there, to my monolingual Argentine friends, they would get kind of upset and say, habla castellano, speak Spanish, you know. And by the end of my stay, I stayed there 13 months. if I spoke to them in straight Spanish, they got annoyed and asked me to code switch.
So when you were writing that, when you wrote this book, mm-hmm. how did you decide when to use Spanish or when to use English? I mean, how did you decide which words would be appropriate?
That's a really good question, and it's not. This is going to sound kind of. I hope not very New Agey and California-y, but I didn't decide at all. It decided on me or decided for me. This is when I'm writing, the words just choose themselves. Generally, people will tell you that when you're code switching orally, your dominant language predominates. And you sort of switch back and forth when you feel some kind of linguistic pressure. But my students in my Spanish classes now, writing their essays in Spanish, often will include a word in quotes in English, a word they don't know how to say in Spanish. I tell them, this is not Spanglish. This is not it. It's not just, you know, when a word is missing. It moves back and forth really fluidly.
But are there certain words that you think just sound better or mean more in one language rather than the other?
That's absolutely true.
Well, give me an example of that.
Let's see. For example, a couple of words that I said like that are very part of Caló or of kind of Chicano dialect or even street language, like carnal really means sort of blood brother or carnala, blood sister. And that sounds hokey in English or kind of strange, but in Spanish, it connotes something very warm, very close, better than pal or friend or something. So I don't think to translate that. I would just put that in Spanish. There's lots of other words, but they also mean something personally to me. Extrañar means to miss. In English, it sounds like strange. Mm-hmm. You know, extrañar, it sounds like stranger. But I prefer that word. But also in my book, I often do faux or deliberately bad translations. At the very end of this little glossary chronique I didn't read to you, I'm a little paragraph talking to the reader, and it says, you know, this is an invitation to dive into this texto intersticial, this interstitial text. Go on, lánzate. Now, lánzate means dive in, you know, throw yourself in. But the last sentence says lance yourself, you know, which makes my sisters laugh a lot because I've translated deliberately badly like this since I was a child. You know, I just do it without explaining.
Now, my sense is that you're somewhat resistant to using the word Spanglish to describe what you're doing. I mean, you've used this phrase code switching.
Right. That's just a more linguistically precise Spanglish. Lately, it's been used a lot in marketing, I think. Also, you probably know, there have been a lot of debates about this, a lot among the intellectual academic community and even among U.S. Latinos and Chicanos. They don't like Spanglish, and they worry that it's even could constitute an impoverishment of the Spanish language of Don Quixote, for example.
Why is that? Why do some people resist this?
Because, I'm not wanting to speak for them. I don't believe this. And in a way, I wanted my book to prove that a literary language could be created using switching back and forth between two languages. And that's why I'm really happy that you said it sounded poetic to you. But many detractors of Spanglish think that, in fact, bilingual speakers, especially in the U.S., tend to just grasp the first word that comes in, you know, whether in English or Spanish, and make up words. A typical example, and I personally have never heard this, but a lot of detractors say that Chicanos, Latinos say, voy a vacunar la carpeta. I'm going to vacuum the carpet. And the word carpeta in standard Spanish means folder. I'm sitting here looking at one right now, you know, like a manila folder. And vacunar means to vaccinate. So that to them, when people make up and sort of play with language in a way that's very practical, and I've never heard that phrase, but it's repeated at conferences, voy a vacunar la carpeta. People, Latinos that don't believe in Spanglish, throw up their hands and say, oy, that's terrible. Listen to how awful that sounds when the real words for them exist. Well, the real words exist if you brought up and lived solely in Madrid or in Guadalajara or in Mexico City or, you know, in La Habana, something different happens between and among languages. I'm speaking not only about the U.S. I also lived in Pretoria, South Africa for almost 3 years, about 18, 19 years ago, and found a lot of the same code switching and languages in contact between English, Afrikaans, all the African languages in a kind of a lingua franca. And it was wonderful. I started participating in that as much as I could. And it felt very, very, I didn't feel at home in South Africa under apartheid, but linguistically, it was very exhilarating.
could you leave us one last taste from your book, Killer Chronicas? Could you read something else?
Sure, I'd be glad to. This one is, it's the first little chapter, first chronica, which is a chronicle, right after the glossary one. And I wrote this just when we returned from Argentina, mid-August 2001. It's called Mini Playera Reentry Chronica. Walking down a dimly lit Venice Beach street late at night, después de ver una bad, artsy, MTV-like Brit movie, Sexy Beast, con Ben Kingsley in Santa Monica. La calle crowded con little Spanish-style refurbished bungalows, teeny tiny pero tan expensive, owned by movie grips, bit part actors, parentheses, Julia Roberts recently moved there, close paren, surfers, teachers, other professionals. All of a sudden, un olor que no había sentido en más de un año rises in la coastal breeze and hits me. No, it strokes me full in la cara. Sage. Oh, it's a North American Southwest. Oh, salvia, tan green and subtle and gorgeous. Eyes smart with tears and I wince. Sigh. I'm back. Here. Honey, I'm home. Without you all, amigos, poetas, amigas. What's the difference? Ay, where am I?
Susana Chavez Silverman reading from her memoir in Spanglish, Killer Chronicas. Chavez Silverman teaches literature at Pomona College in California. Steve Paulson spoke with her.